I knew that at that point we needed a really good overall of the scene. I mean, you just you knew that that was a really important picture that had people had to see what had happened, like the scale of it. And I knew that the airspace was still closed and all that. So it was kind of in the back of my head, how can we do this? But at the same point, it was also like, can we just get in the ground level and make a picture that'll say that somehow, you know? I didn't know what we were going to find. So I just started working my way like you did around. And, you know, at every corner there was a cop or a National Guard person. And so at every corner, I found most of the cops to be really nice. I didn't run into some of the difficulties that my colleagues did. And I would say to them, if they were saying, you can't be here, I would say, okay, look, but I've got a job to do. What do you suggest? And then when I approached that way, most of them just sort of shuffled you on to the next corner. So, you know, some people yelled at us, but okay, it's a tense time. That's forgiven. And that does, you know, that didn't bother me. So we just kept working our way around slowly, slowly, and got down to the south side. It was probably took 4 hours to get around there, as you know, just from trying to work your way around. But along the way, taking pictures of the destruction and stuff, and came around the south side of on West Street near Battery Park City, and they were yelling at us, but we wouldn't leave, and they had more important things to do, so they just finally like gave up and let us stand there, and we were. It was a decision, like, are you going to go back the way we came, or are we going to try and go all the way around? And I wanted to go all the way around, and we just came upon this pile of rubble in Battery Park City that they were dumping steel, like twisted steel beams and stuff. And as we were standing there taking pictures of that, this man walked by, and because there were so few real people down there, he struck me as, what's this guy doing here? You know, he wasn't an emergency worker, he wasn't a journalist, he wasn't a cop, he wasn't National Guard. So I just said to him, hey, do you live here? And he's like, yeah, I have an apartment here. And I said, can you see anything from your apartment? And he said, yeah, I've got a good view. And I said, would you be willing to let the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Daily News come take an aerial? Because that's with the two photographers I was with. And he said, I guess so. He said, I'm actually the building manager of these two buildings. And, of course, you know, I was thrilled, and he was very sympathetic to us, and he was just great. And he said, I've got two buildings. One, there's no electricity. We'd have to walk up 55 flights. Or the other one, I've got generator power and the elevator works. Which one do you want? So, I mean, serendipity, right? Just complete serendipity. So, you know, of course we decided to go for the 55 floor flights to walk up. No, I'm kidding. we took the elevator one, of course. And they took us up, and it was Liberty Court, and they took us up to the rooftop, which was just, you know, the view of looking down at everything. So it was just pure serendipity that you know, we bumped into him, and that I started talking to him, and then he was sympathetic, you know. So and you could see the scale. I mean, it was just astonishing to see the size of the hole in the city, you know, the crater in the city, that this, you know. So that's how we got that picture.